we'll go ahead and get going here. I wonder if you have, any of you have ever read from the Passion Translation. Anyone have the Passion? You have the Passion Translation? Really cool. I like it, especially the Psalms, you know. Really good translation. Anyhow, turn to Psalm 139. Spending some time here in the Passion Translation, because it really is a great translation, but about God's just passion. This guy has a lot of insight into that. I'll start in Psalm 139. This is the Passion Translation. Lord, you know everything there is to know about me. You've examined my innermost being with your loving gaze. I just love that. You've examined my innermost being with your loving gaze. You know, when David wrote this Psalm 139, when he wrote it to the choir director, or actually the chief choir director, the chief singer, had to sing this. No one else would sing it, only the chief. And a lot of, I was reading today, and I didn't know this, a lot of Jewish scholars believe that that's one of David's greatest songs, Psalm 139. And a lot of them will recite this daily, just because it's God's, you know, omniscience, his omnipotence, his omnipresence, his love, just really cool. Just threw that in there. That's just extra. Again, Lord, you know everything there is to know about me. You examine my innermost being with your loving gaze. You perceive every moment of my heart and soul and understand my every thought even before it enters my mind. Lord, you are intimately aware of me. I think the New American Standard said, acquainted with all of my ways. You read my heart like an open book. I really like that. And you know all the words that I'm about to speak, even before I start a sentence. You know every step that I will take before my journey even begins. I really like that statement about the Lord reading my heart like an open book. We hear this a lot. And it's really true. The Lord looks at my heart, right? He sees what's in there. Romans chapter 8, this is kind of a familiar verse to us. Romans 8:26, familiar verses. Tie this in. In the same way, the Spirit also helps. Hang on a minute, let me bite this candy. I speak like I have a lisp. Couldn't bite it. My teeth are going to fall out. There we go. That's better. Now, in the same way, the Spirit also helps our weakness. For we do not know how to pray as we should, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. Okay? I believe this can mean more than one thing. We hear mostly it's about praying in the Spirit, right? I think it could mean that. But I also think it means more than that. I think it means praying with the Spirit in prayer, right? In intercession, that the Spirit's praying. But I love this part in verse 27. He who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is. The Holy Spirit searches the hearts. He looks at your heart. He searches your heart for what's in there. And that first word, intercede, is used twice. In verse 27, he intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. But it's actually two different words for intercede here. The first one is two words together, for benefit and to come in line with. For your benefit and to bring you in line with. So the Holy Spirit interceding for you is about your benefit and to bring you in line with His will or Him, okay? So the Holy Spirit is searching what's in your heart, okay? That's what He's looking at, your heart. What God has deposited in there, what we've been talking about, what He's put in there, that's what He's looking at. Like David, right? Had a perfect heart before God. We know he didn't have a perfect walk, of course. But he had a heart for God, right? You have a heart for God. That's what he's looking at. And the Holy Spirit's always searching that heart, calling forth in your heart what's there, that lover of God, that true worshiper that you really are. Right? He's always, for your benefit, bringing that into line with God's will. Right? In your prayers with him. He's always searching that, calling that forth. Helping you, when you're praying, bringing you in line with that and God's will. Isn't that cool? Because in verse 27, he intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. And again, we think of, okay, the Holy Spirit is just interceding for me because I can't intercede for myself, and he's, you know, pleading with God on my behalf. I don't believe that's what he's talking about here, because this word intercede means to in and to obtain by hitting the mark. Remember, the Greek word sin is missing the mark. This is about hitting the mark. And properly, to light upon, to meet with, to go and meet with a person, to converse with them, to consult with them, and to intersect with them. Right? That's what this intercedes. So the Holy Spirit is searching your heart right now. Calling forth that what's in there, that lover of God, that worshiper of God. Bringing you into alignment, right, with his will. And the second one, were you asking a question there? Did you want me to give you that? The second one, absolutely. To intercede here means to obtain by hitting the mark. Literally, to light upon, like light upon, to meet with. To go and meet with the person, to converse and to consult with them, right? That's all about intimacy, meeting with you, right? The Holy Spirit's doing that, those two things. In you, calling you forth, that you will hit it in this time with him and your relationship with him, right? So you can't miss it. Well, the Holy Spirit is there to make sure you don't miss it in your prayer, and to bring you into line with that, and to meet with you, converse with you, right? As in conversing with you and intersecting with you, bringing all that stuff out that we've been talking about, right? That's what those words mean. That gives me a lot, makes it simpler for me. Knowing that what he's doing for me, right? The Holy Spirit is assisting me, making, you know, he's there in simple form to make all the things that's mine in Christ real to me, right? He's there to help me hear the voice of God, the voice of Jesus. Our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son, making all that real to me. So the Holy Spirit's interceding for me, searching my heart, right? Bishop Chuck uses that term, dreaming. I don't know if he talked about that. I'm sure he will. Dreaming together with God, you know. Calling forth the dreamers and that we are, you know. Or that you want to be. And interceding, making sure. Isn't that cool? And as I was writing this down today, Misty Edwards' song, We Want to Know Your Heart, was playing, you know, started playing. You know, her cry, Lord, we want to know your heart. Well, yeah, there's the Holy Spirit's there, the heart of God there with you in your time with him. So you can, right? So your hearts will intersect and meet. Isn't that cool? Back to Psalm 139. Also, just if you want to go back and look at it later, verse 34 of Romans 8, where it says, Jesus is at the right hand of God, who also intercedes for us. Again, he's not there, you know, pleading for your sake. You know, he's there with the second intercede. To meet with you, to intersect, to obtain by hitting the mark, that you'll hit it. Right? Isn't that awesome? All right, here we're back on Psalm 139 now, okay? Verse 5, again, I'm reading from the Passion Translation. You have gone into my future to prepare the way. In kindness, you follow behind me. With your hand of love upon my life, you impart a father's blessing to me. I love that. You've gone into my future to prepare the way. And in kindness, you follow behind me to spare me from the harm of my past. That's cool. This is just too wonderful, deep, and incomprehensible. Your understanding of me brings me wonder and strength. Where could I go from your spirit? And where could I run and hide from your face? If I go to heaven, you're there. If I go to the realm of the dead, you're there too. He goes on, if I fly with the wings of the shining of the dawn, you're there. If I fly into the radiant sunset, you're there waiting. Wherever I go, your hand will guide me. And your strength will empower me. Jumping down, I like verse 14 too. Thank you, God, for making me so mysteriously complex. But here's what I want to concentrate on. We're jumping over to verse 17. I could read the whole thing, but for lack of time, because this is the part we really want to get to. Turn over there to this one. All right. New American Standard, it says, verse 17, how precious are your thoughts to me, O God, and how vast is the sum of them. If I should count them, they would outnumber the sand. When I awake, I'm still with you. Here's what I love this Passion Translation, especially in this verse. Verse 17. Every single moment you are thinking of me. How precious and wonderful to consider that you cherish me constantly in your every thought. O God, your desires toward me are more than the grains of sand on every shore. When I awake each morning, you are still thinking of me. Isn't that awesome? I'm going to read that again. Just let your listener listen. Every single moment, you are thinking of me. Don't we really think of God that way in your own personal walk? I don't. You know, it's truth, right? Scripture is true. Every single moment, you're thinking of me. How precious and wonderful to consider that you cherish me constantly in your every thought. But every single moment, you're thinking of me. God right now is thinking of you. O God, your desires toward me are more than the grains of sand on every shore. When I wake each morning, you are still thinking of me. When you wake up, God is thinking about you. So many thoughts, and they're precious and wonderful thoughts, that they outnumber the grains of sand on every shore in the world. That's beyond comprehension, right? I mean, how could you even fathom? I mean, that is more than you could even... Isn't that amazing, right? So there's an invitation to us. That would be a great invitation to you, right? To want to hear. Don't you want to hear that? Don't you kind of want to hear what God is thinking about you? And what He's saying? If they outnumber the grains of sand? Right? If you go up in any sand of shore and just scoop up a bucket of sand and you pick out each grain and count them, it's going to take you a long time, right? Thousands. And Scripture says that that's His thoughts to you, about you, personally. And every morning when you awake, He's thinking of you, wants to share that with you. It's a great motivation to get up and converse with Him, right? Or pray, I think. All right, turn to Psalm 40. In verse 5 here. O Lord, our God, no one can compare with You. Such wonderful works and miracles are found with You. And You think of us all the time. With Your countless expressions of love, far exceeding our expectations. It's not sacrifices that really move Your heart. It's not my sacrifices. Burnt offerings or sin offerings, that's not what You're pleased with. That's not what brings You joy. But when You open my ears and speak deeply to me, I become Your willing servant, a body You've prepared for me. Like He wants you, right? A body He's prepared for you. That's what He desires. But this word, when You open my ears and speak deeply to me, I become Your willing servant. When You speak to me, it captures my heart. And I just want to serve You. I want to be with You. But here's what the New American Standard, which I like. That's in verse 6. Sacrifice and meal offerings You've not desired, but my ears You have opened. And that literally means, my ears You have dug out. You have cleansed my ears to hear it. All right? That these wonderful words, there's this awesome expressions of God's love, often words. The problem is I can't hear it. I need to have my ears dug out or unclogged, right? My spiritual ears, like my physical ears, can get clogged with wax. I need my spiritual ears unclogged. That's what the prayer is. God, unclog my ears. A body You've prepared. You want me. It's not about the sacrifices I give to You, sin offerings and all that stuff. I've prepared a body. I want You. I want Your ears. And Isaiah 50 talks about that. Every morning He awakens my ear to listen as a disciple. He wants me to hear all these things that He's saying that outnumber the grains of sand on all the earth. Isn't that really? That's just amazing. And then I said, in the New American Standard, verse 7, then I said, behold, I come. See, in the scroll of the book it is written of me that I delight to do Your will, O my God, and Your law is within my heart. It says here in the Peshitta, so I said, here I am. I'm presenting myself to You, God. Here I am. I'm coming to You as a sacrifice, me. For in the prophetic scrolls of Your book, You have written about me, that I delight to fulfill Your will, my God. See, that's what's in Your heart. That's what's written about You, that You delight to do His will, that You delight in Him. Why? Because He's put that in you. And He's written that, right? The New Testament. My laws I will what? Write upon their heart? Doesn't He say that? And their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more? He's written that about you. That's in you. I delight to fulfill Your, for Your living, and I love this in verse 8. We'll end with this. I delight to fulfill Your will, my God, for Your living words are written upon the pages of my heart. That's cool. That's an awesome translation, isn't it? Here I am, Lord. Clean out my ears so I can hear it. And that's part of what my prayer for you this conference. That God will clean out and clean out clean our spiritual ears so we can hear these wonderful things about us. How He feels about you. right? What you, the calling that you have. And you know, when Paul said, I pray that the eyes of your heart, in Ephesians chapter 1, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened so that you may know what the hope of his calling, right? The riches of his glory, of his inheritance in the saints, and the surpassing power, of the surpassing greatness of his power toward you. It's his power, his inheritance that's yours, and his calling is the same calling. Same calling that Jesus had is your calling. And that's to be with him. Right? In the same way. So bless you. And may God, over this time, you just have a wonderful time, wonderful conference. Clean out those ears, right? Clean out those ears. So you can hear, come away from here. With the new, fresh passion that's in you. God just flaming that thing up. Ears hearing. Okay? Because what it says, once that they heard, I became your willing servant. That'll happen to anybody. Amen? In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. All right. What time should start tonight, Ron? 7? 7 o'clock. Be here for worship. We're going to worship, right, Katie? Worship a while and have fun together, y'all.